This is Consortium Channel 5, Moonbase Reports and Broadcasts. Brought to you by the Ensoyment family of products. Ensoy yourself.
Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Recording, this is Roger Regatta Fisher, Communications, Moonbase Theta. As per your explicit instructions, I have begun monitoring the personal messages of all active personnel. Please note my misgivings, as put on official record in the previous week's reporting, and the week before, and the week before that. As your directive remains unchanged, my written report and several relevant audio messages have been attached. The dates include the first week of the shutdown sequence, beginning on August 4th and ending August 10th, 2098. Moonbase Theta, out. Log official reports for the day, schedule for broadcast, compose private message, contact Alessandri. Alex, hi, love. It's a message from your husband sent direct from 36 meters below the Daedalus crater on the far side of the moon. We're live, well, not when you hear it, but still. I apologize for not sending a longer message until now. I'm sure you can understand the frenzy of this place in the last week or so. Everyone has just one more thing to do before they go into stasis, and one more favor to ask of me as they're going. I have 23 personal favors stacked up on my docket at this point. And of course, each manager is leaving a list of completely conflicting orders and priorities, all of which I intend to ignore. Not much they can do to me now. I'll have my fun in focusing on some of the new tasks I've been assigned, getting into the sanctum sanctorum of the observatory and so on. Gotta make the most of my time on the moon. I'm not sure about maintenance duties, but I'll get my hands dirty in the gardens too. You'd appreciate that. That was one welcome change in the whole thing. The agriculturalist Harold McVett was forced into stasis. They woke up a few days ago and couldn't stop coughing. I'm not saying that's a good thing. I barely knew the guy. The medic on call, Chin, sent them straight to a pod. They aren't staying awake either, so nobody's going to be left to monitor ongoing health conditions. What could possibly happen in 20 weeks of clearing out experiments and shutting down intricate mechanisms and fiddling with the environmental settings? That could possibly end with the need for medical expertise. I guess that new security officer, his first aid training. Anyway, old McVett gave up the farm, and you actually know his replacement. Nessa Chong, your fellow floral enthusiast. You remember that weekend during training when she came over for cards and cakes? You spent a solid hour talking hybrids and soil acidity. She was still awake finishing off our bioinventory, and, well, she got drafted. Not that she seems to mind. I definitely don't. Just about everyone else has already packed up, or been packed up, at this point. It's like a ghost ship. But hey, more chocolate to go around, and less arguments about what to make for dinner. You know I'm all about those vat-grown proteins, just like we used to culture back at home. You used to make at home. You know what happens when I cook. You're still feeding yourself, right, love? You haven't devolved into some absolute bachelor eating out of packets while you're absorbed in some book or pocket cast, casts and pulls, scratching at the door, begging for a walk in the world outside that you've abandoned. I've been a little worried. A week without any response could be typical consortium bourgeois, but I thought maybe you were. I had to stay. I know you get that, what this has been to me, even with the Enclave and their, let's call it, obfuscation. I know you don't like it when I use more colorful terms. I had desks constantly over these issues with the comm towers, the restricted contact with the other enclaves, and you know my past with security. This kid is going to push every one of my buttons. It's a mess, but they need me. Not like they have anyone else. I'm comm lead for a team of one. But there's work here I should see to the end. I hope this gets through quick enough. You never know how they'll prioritize things. I hate to leave you hanging. At least you'll hear me in the official broadcast. Alice, I know we've been waiting a long time, and now it's going to be a few weeks longer. Months, I suppose. It hurts here, too. There's a lot I can't wait to say. Looking into your eyes, holding you so goddamn tight. I'm sorry. I'll be home soon. Send message, highest personal priority.
Tomness, convert array feed to audio equivalency. Run in background. Continue correlation and data reduction and alert me if there are any errors. Personal log, Dr. Atrini Ray, August 7, fileless in the subfolder nested 16 levels under corrupted data, coded to my individual biometrics, next to my other personal folders. It's a quiet evening. I don't know what it is about the universe, but somehow it knows when it's late at night for any given observer, and events diminish in direct correlation. Nothing happens at this hour, even though we're measuring radiation that originated a million years before this sleepy, tedious shift I'm standing. Where did I put my coffee? Coffee, coffee, Jadis, pour out one drop onto the snow. It may be just as well, after all. There's no indication that anyone cares, no one seems to be reading my reports or taking advantage of the backups that I diligently provide. Has anyone shown the slightest inclination to sift from the sky full of information that I filter from our heights to the computers back on Earth? They may be falling right into someone's recycle bin to be no more, for all I can see. It seems all too likely, don't you think? Tumnus? Tumnus, you can talk again. I've said your name several times now.
I'm sorry, Doctor. I wasn't certain of the exact rules regarding a jinx.
I spelled them out exactly. Once I speak your name, you are free to respond.
There is no indication that your data has been deleted from servers in any consortium office on Earth.
But do they care? Do they let the data linger before their eyes? All I hear is automation, automation. Set things up on their own and get thee to a stasis pod. Data and flesh both stored away in case they meet some future economic need. They want me to leave it all in your hands. Well, the equivalency.
I will perform my programming adequately.
Luckily, they don't know that you're secretly on my side.
I'm not sure I can be on a side. My functions are accessible to anyone who holds the passwords.
Never mind. Just keep doing what you're doing, friend. I'll take care of the plans and the plotting. That is why I hide away in my secret lair, after all. Well, that and my fellow Moonbasians sucking in every way humanly possible. I know how they talk about me. That Ashrini hides away in Sarah Observatory, talking to fantasy creatures. What a flake. What a nut. What a whole kooky cereal bowl. Don't get me wrong, a couple of them are even somewhat cute about it, those timid sideways glances, but you know my rules, work and play. I'll save my closeness for persons with whom, unfortunately, I cannot at the moment be close. There's too much invested here I will not squander.
Doctor?
Plus, I've seen them all while changing. Believe me, reduced gravity does not do the naked human form any favors.
Doctor?
Science fiction be damned. Yes, what?
I have found an inconsistency in frequency comparison between the beams at timestamp 1336-22085.
Tag correlation error for my review. Add to my personal stack.
I am capable of additional analysis if you require.
Give me this, you'll have the place to yourself soon enough. Examining the extracted data, it's typical of that antenna slippage we had 15 days back. Send a request to Wilder for physical inspection.
Message is sent.
Now, where was I?
In the midst of what you'd call one of your mad scientist rants.
Don't get cheeky.
I'm not sure I can be that, either.
Is anyone else awake currently?
Roger Brigado Fisher Communications is at work in their allotted cubicle.
His cubicle.
Consortium guidelines indicate use of gender-neutral pronouns.
I may not like these people, but I won't ignore one's personal identity. I'll tiptoe past his door to the kitchen. All I need tonight is small talk. How is your husband and your dogs and your... Ugh.
Those are the primary subjects of his personal conversation.
He'll be in here soon enough, blathering on about both. He's scheduled to provide observational assistance next week, despite my repeated objections to our glorious off-base management. See that you don't talk to him.
I am required to provide voice output if I'm spoken to in the course
of... Yes, but don't talk to him. Now, Snacks, I wonder if any of those seitan skewers made it past dinner. I'll be back in a titch.
Would you like me to end your recording?
Yes, please. Thank you for your service. Shubho Shanta. Goodbye.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favorite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Address to Roger Brigado Fisher, Consortium Enclave Rio, Moonbase Theta. No subject line. Message body as follows. My dear, beloved, tapado, frustrating husband. I'm really trying to be sweet and funny as I should, the steadfast partner waiting patiently from home. But I am so goddamn furious with you, and I don't think I can keep up the charade, okay? Roger, love, what the hell? What in the hell are you doing up there? Cass, get down! Go play with your sister! I know you want to say hi to Roger, but he doesn't deserve you right now. I've put up with this for a whole year. A full year, counting when you left for training. You left, and you go up there, and it's 9 months. 9 months! And of course there are the sweet little I love you messages, reports about your day, but nothing substantial. I am trying to wait. I am giving you time, but even when you bring it up, you say, I'm sorry, we'll sort it out when I get home. And that makes sense. It'll be easier face to face, but then face to face suddenly becomes even further away, and I don't think I can wait any longer. You have to talk to me, baby. You have to give me something real to make it through. It took too long to find each other. I am not giving up, and I'm sure as hell not letting you give up on me. Você é da comunicação, então fala comigo. Pelo menos fala alguma coisa, usa suas palavras bonitas. Start from... Okay, it's probably not realistic to start from the day you left, but start somewhere. Tell me how you're feeling, what's been inside your head since last year. All the things you haven't wanted to say, I need to hear them. You are too far away to stay this far away. You sound tired. I miss you, Shushu. The dogs miss you. Another whole season has passed in the garden. Oh, you completely missed the Gila this year. And the peppers... The hibiscus are still beautiful, but... Right, Tell Nessa I still remember. I'll have cuttings for her when you both get home. She really loved the red hot with the variegated leaves. I should have sent some up with you. Work has been, less than ideal. They've still got me out in the field, inspecting construction works. Another job for the consortium, not that we work for much of anyone else these days.
I don't know if I'll ever get back to a desk. I've just about given up on design. I even applied for a base job. I have that mining experience on my resume from just after university, you know? They wouldn't even consider me. Not your fat, weak-hearted love. I couldn't have shut the house down anyway. Or boarded Cass and Paul. But I thought maybe I could push for a... When you're back, you know, we maybe can talk to a therapist? Oh, not the one I see, of course. They really wouldn't be good at it anyway. They kind of specialize in me. But we could find someone. Have you been reading the book of poetry I sent you? There is something on the page... Just a minute, let me just... I have a bookmark. Aha, here we go. 93. The Auden piece. The lines, the difference between the ache of being with his love and being alone. I know both sides of that ache, and damn it, I want you back. Talk to me, Roger. I'm right here. I should go pull a few weeds before dark. I'm keeping the garden just like you loved it. Even if you only loved it for me. Close message. Return to background music. Volume level 3. Send.
Thank you for listening. This episode featured Lehman Kessler as Roger, To Zaman as Ashwini, Jen Ponton as Tumnus, and Gabrielle Tanico as Alex. The episode was written and produced by DJ Silvas. Portuguese translation provided by Marianne Matos. Theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. Additional credits are in the show notes, and additional show information is on monkeymanproductions.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We use Twitter a lot. And if you want to be one of the Super Moon heroes who help us make the show possible, support us at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. We give our backers a lot of extras and behind-the-scenes info, even special mini-sodes. And you always have our grateful thanks for listening, sharing the show with friends, joining our Discord to chat with us, all the ways you become a part of our Mooniverse community. Take care, and we'll be back soon.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
When Kilner accepted the job of smuggling escaped heiress Samantha Trapp across the galaxy, she expected the job to be over and done with quickly. But now they're stuck with each other and they have a job to do.
Think of Automnicon as a sort of student loan company. You take a loan from them and then they own you until you've paid it off with interest.
So all I have to do is pay off my debt? Fine, I can do that. How much do I owe?
900,027 credits and counting.
You're stuck here with me to work it off.
We Fix Space Junk is a sci-fi sitcom from Battlebird Productions featuring Traveling by Cryo.
Don't worry if you feel like you're drowning. That's perfectly normal. Wait, what?
Aliens from across the galaxy.
Greetings, visitors.
Stop, popcorn!
Hello, Your Excellency.
AIs.
Dad, how do I do air?
You're already doing it automatically. Calm down.
And, of course, thrilling and exciting missions in outer space. Hello, valued employees. Here are the details for your next exciting mission. You will be repairing a
device redacted
in or at the
location redacted.
We Fix Space Junk is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcasts.
Subscribe. Consume. Integrate. Indoctrinate. Assimilate. Degenerate. And watch your body decay into a faceless husk as your mind floats aimlessly in space. Register your interest with Automnicon.